Welcome to LiveWire, the Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
A beautiful December Sunday morning to all of us. So whether you're watching in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, a beautiful Sunday, December Sunday to you all. So I'm so excited because we're about to end the year, and this is the time, of the year where people are preparing for their holidays and plans and the like. But I know that this time around it's unique because of course of the restraints or restrictions that we have currently still in place in some areas of our country or even the world. But just the same, we cannot hold the holidays, and not celebrate it at all. So ngayong pagkakataon po natin na damahin at balikan, actually I have prepared, a series of sermon that will kind of capture our journey for the entire year or the year that has been, meaning the whole 2020 or will be in the couple of weeks from now. But just the same, I'd like to kind of climax this month, or this last month of the year with the message, in series for Christmas. So let's go on ahead. And before we do that, may I invite all of you to join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this time around that we can gather and celebrate your goodness. And in spite of, Lord, the many challenges that we have had in the months that has been, you have been faithful. You have never abandoned us. You have never forsaken us. You have been there all along. And Lord, thank you for allowing us to endure. And 2020 is almost done. And just the same, we thank you. So allow us to be inspired and find hope and anchor our faith, Lord God, in your word, in the provisions of the cross. Thank you so much. And we bless you. We dedicate this time to you in Jesus' name. A couple of months ago, at the height of the pandemic, we kind of talked about various messages. And as I've said, it's going to be like more of a recap of the journey that has been thus far. And I have kind of handpicked a couple of messages that I believe are very significant or is still constantly significant today in connection to our prevailing journey. I remember one of our speakers in the Global Leadership Summit, Craig Rochelle, talked about how to lead, through the dip, when we go through like detours or potholes in our journey, and what do we do and how do we lead through a process like that. Okay. And also, in the same context, Ben Sherwood, one of the faculty also, the year before talked about how to lead in times of disruption. And this time around, I think one of the most important thing that leaders and pastors and Christians especially so ought to constantly have is that idea of inner peace, okay? And that is exactly what I'd like to talk to you about, what it means to journey, with that particular content or context in mind, that in the midst of chaos, okay, you still find yourself calm, and possessing the peace within you that gets you through a crisis or a particular journey or challenge ahead. So, ngayong pagkakataong ito, gusto kong balikan po natin, no? I think the Old Testament prophet Isaiah talked about this and gave us a glimpse of hope, that brings on together peace as a whole. In the context of this idea, na sabi niya is, arise, shine, for the light has come and that the glory of the Lord rises upon you. I love this verse because this is a verse that kind of tells us, an opportunity of looking ahead and constantly anticipating that, you know, as we would see, the sun time and again would set, you know, at the end of the day. But rest assured that the next day it will shine again. And I think the concept of light, or the idea of light coming in the midst of darkness or amid darkness, is a very, very good, you know, symbol or picture of hope. So just the same, let's kind of deal with the truth of things today, okay? That what do we do, or what happens when we are in turmoil, when we go through turmoil or challenges? And I hope that lahat po kayo, no, you, I, the church, you know, or whoever you may be, you know, first time you came and join us, or probably you've been tuning in, I know you can identify that and say that 2020 is a very, you know, tumultuous year. Okay, ang dami po nating pinagdaanan, and you have to understand that peace is seemingly something that is very elusive during times of crisis. Okay, however, you know, it's important to know that a peace of mind, okay, pagkaaroon po ng mapayapa, o, you know, hindi lang yung kapirasong kapayapaan, pero talagang yung lubus-lubusin natin, a play of word, piece of peace, okay? A pirasong kapayapaan, or yung kabuuan ng kapayapaan, ay napakahalaga ngayon, okay? And the question is, what are the key achievements, or, you know, key things, elements, I should say, to achieving a real peace of mind? Ito po isang katanungan, lalo na ngayon, magpapasko, no? Yung iba sa atin, praise God, you know, thank God, probably you've been back to work, you're working now, you know, slowly recovering. But to yet some other people, you know, probably they have still, you know, no provisions or no means, no, lalo na yung mga kapatiran natin na tinamaan ng mga nagdaang bagyo, at talagang may mga nawalan ng kabuhayan, kabahayan, at ari-arian. And now, you know, probably, you know, as they would say, it will be a blue Christmas for many of them. So how do you achieve peace? Paano ka magkaaroon ng kapayapaan sa isang magulong kapaligiran? Alright? So understand, however, that the promise of the Lord remains to be true. Nasabi niya, I have told you all this so that your joy, okay, will be complete. Okay? And you will have peace of heart and mind. And ito po yung pangako ng Panginoon na in this world, the Lord Jesus said, no, you will have many trials and sorrows. But cheer up, the Bible says, for I have overcome the world. I love this translation that kind of gives us a picture of the promise of God. And let me just affirm, and yet again, before we go on any further, that the word of God is yes and amen. It is true. It is dependable. It's something that we can, you know, stand on. Okay? At kung titignan po natin, sa kabilang banda, you know, I've talked about this with leaders and in my mentoring class and other, you know, segments of ministries, that, you know, most of the time we would go through many different challenges and tensions would arise. And there are identifiable sources of tensions, you know, according to, you know, of course, or, you know, many ethnographers, especially even Rick Warren, talked about this. Sabi niya, you know, you go through tensions, you know, and how do you go through tensions? And when does tension arise? Kailan po nagkaaroon ng mga tensionadong pagkakataon? Una-una sabi niya, when circumstances are uncontrollable, when the pandemic struck, of course, you know, that may sound redundant already, you know, dragging still through towards the end of the year this time around, makikita po natin na napatunayan natin na no matter how much we try, things can still go uncontrollable. May mga bagay na hindi pa rin natin kayang, kumbaga, talagang, you know, pangasiwaan in a sense na hindi po talaga, you know, kakayanan na taglay. Wala tayong, I should say, kakayanang taglay para gapiin ang mga pagkakataon na ganyan. Pangalawa, when people are unchangeable, you know, bukod sa isang nagpapahirap po sa pinagdaanan nating crisis, if not so redundant, repeating it time and again, in this time of the pandemic, you know, hindi lamang yung pandemya ang kalaban natin eh. Pero kalaban din po natin yung katigasan ng ulo ng mga tao. No, in as much as, you know, systems are in place, you know, health protocols are in place, meron at meron pa rin pasaway. At ang hirap pong mag-introduce, maghayag o maggumawa ng isang panukala ng isang bagay na mag-aayos ng ating kinahaharap kung yung mga tao mismo na kagaya natin, you know, in the grassroots especially so, ayaw sumunod. Okay? So, then tensions will arise. And lastly is when problems are unexplainable. You know, madaming mga nawalan ng kabuhayan, may pandemya na, tinamaan pa ng dilubyo, dumating ang bagyo, you know, hindi ka lang nagkasakit, you know, parang series of events. You know, my very own brother, you know, the brother that's older than I, yung sinundan ko pong kuya, yes, nasa Australia siya, medyo maayos ang kanyang kalagayan, pero nung tinamaan po siya ng sakit sunod-sunod, no? Una, nagkaroon siya ng Bell's palsy, you know, tumabingi yung kanyang mukha, and then just a couple of months later, you know, nagkaroon naman siya ng infection sa kanyang likod, inoperahan yung likod niya na halos 2 inches po yung lalim ng sugat, at nung una, kala nila, you know, cancer na, pero sa awa ng Panginoon, sa pananalangin natin, napagtagumpayan niya, and yung huli po, nagkaroon siya ng symptoms or initial diagnosis was aneurysm. At talaga pong yung kanyang mata ay nag-cross eye, and kung titingnan mo, parang sunod-sunod. No? And when things are unexplainable, hindi mo maipaliwanag, no? You know, inner tensions arise. So, ito yung isang katanungan. Pastor, how can we have peace when we are go through a series of misfortune? No? Paano nating masasabing ang Diyos nandiyan, ang Diyos, kung ganito naman, no? Yung pinagdadaanan namin na parang nakalimutan na kami ng Panginoon, parang pinagsusukluban na lang kami tuwi na ng langit at lupa, you know? Parang it's a series of misfortune. Then we go through tensions. But I'd like to remind us na bagaman ganun ang pinagdadaanan natin, okay, we serve a God who is called Jehovah Shalom. You know, a Hebrew term or lang or, you know, a word that simply means, okay, the God of peace. That we can call to our God. You know, I remember in the book of, in the epistle of Paul to the Philippians, he said, do not be anxious for anything. Okay? But with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request be made known unto God. At napakaganda po nung kanyang proposal doon. At sabi po niya is, and then the God of peace. Okay? And, or the peace, I should say, of God, coming from the God of peace, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. In the book of John, Jesus said this in chapter 14, verse 27, I am leaving you with a gift, okay? Peace of mind, okay? And a heartfelt, okay? Isang bagay na kapayapaan na nagmumula sa Panginoon, and, you know, ito po yung isang bagay na kapayapaan na hindi po yung, sabi nga, fragile, yung madaling mawala, hindi yung madaling maglaho, pero isang kapayapaang nananatili, a peace, you know, a kind of peace that remains. So, take note, sabi niya ng Panginoon, no? Note that peace have nothing to do with a problem-free living. No, hindi ibig sabihin na para magkaroon ng kapayapaan, dapat ang buhay walang problema. Hindi po, ang ibig pong sabihin ng tunay na kapayapaan is, kahit na sa kalagitnaan ng pinagdadaanan nating samot-saring pandemya, kahirapan, sakit, kawalan, sa niluloob natin, meron pa rin po tayong kapayapaang, ano, na I like that Tagalog word, it's bumubulwak, no? Nag-uumapaw, no? Na sometimes it's unexplainable. In fact, people perhaps even perceive you as crazy because, you know, Papa, how can you rejoice in the mid or amid a problem? But look at this. You know, the very definition of peace, if you look at the etymology or in the dictionary, peace is more about, sabi niya, freedom from disturbance, you know, or it's kind of, you know, an opportunity of quiet and tranquility. You know, ang kapayapaan hindi po nasusukat sa mga bagay na walang kaguluhan. In fact, ang totoong kapayapaan niyo, kakayanan na maging mapayapa at kalmado sa kalagitnaan po ng magulong pagkakataon. So, kung atin pong susumatotalin, no? As we continue to look at this more, no? I'd like to kind of propose this, that our timeless quest, okay? Yung talagang ating pong panawagan, yung ating paglalakbay, yung ating, kumbaga, tinatahak na landasin, ay patungkol po sa isang bagay na, sabi niya, may kinalalaman sa plano ng Diyos sa atin, no? What are the key essentials towards the path of achieving inner peace? Ito ngayon ang ating bibigyan ng pansin at may mga bagay akong, kumbaga, you know, I'd like to share with you and I'd like to begin with how to achieve peace simply begins with learning to accept any given situation. Whether it's a good situation, a favorable situation, you know, a struggle or a tension. It's being at peace with oneself, you know, and just realizing na, you know, in this world, in as much as we would like to plan and, at best be in control of things, there are things that we cannot change. Okay? May mga bagay po sa buhay natin na hindi natin pwedeng baguhin. Like as I have been serving the Lord for the many, many years, you know, along the way, I have incurred some health issues and some struggles. And ngayon, one of my greatest kind of handicap or struggle is my vision, you know, my vision is a little bit impaired. Okay, ngayon hindi ako makabasa ng maayos, no? Kaya you sometimes probably you would see me squinting. Kaya nga pag kayo, just in case nagkasalubong po tayo sa town or wherever in, you know, physically at hindi ko kayo napansin, hindi po ako suplado. It's just because that my vision is greatly impaired. Okay? So, you have to understand that there are physical restraints. Kanina, I was meeting with a couple of pastors and we were kidding around and sabi na namin, you know, habang tumatanda kami sa gawain, we begin to realize the truth that most of the time, the spirit is willing. Kayang-kaya ng spirito, the mind is willing, but the flesh is weak or unable. So, understand this, no? In the book of Philippians chapter 4, sabi niya, I have learned to be satisfied with things that I have, okay, and with everything that happens. In short, satisfaction is not a state. Satisfaction is a choice. In short, kahit na nasa iyo po lahat, you have the fanciest of things, you have money in the bank, you have a car, you have a house, you have everything probably that this world has to offer. But if your appetite for wanting more is bottomless or insatious, as they would say, hindi ka po masisiyahan. Satisfaction is the ability to choose and decide and say, I'm good with this. I'm good with this. Yes, I was saying, I'm praying, I'm asking God to, you know, restore my former vision, but I have been praying for years now and ganito pa rin. Well, nagpapasalamat na lang ako na kahit papano, kahit hindi ganun kalinaw, nakakakita pa rin ako. So, learning to be satisfied with what you have in plenty and scarcity, in health and in weakness, okay? In darkness and in light is what matters. Acknowledging that there are things that you can change and there are things you can't. And just the same, but just like what Paul said, I have learned, okay? The secret of things, or the secret of being happy, I should say, at the time in everything that happens. And he just said this, I can do all things through Christ because he gives me strength. In short, if the Lord purposes or desires that you overcome, he'll give you the strength to do so. Kaya nga, ang ganda po ng panalangin na, Lord, I'm not praying that you take away the problem, you know, in front of me. Rather, I pray that you give me the strength to go through it. Okay? And Christmas is not defined by the fancy elaborate decorations or beautiful, you know, fancy feast that we would be having during the Christmas holiday. No. It is defined by the peace that God gives and learning how to appreciate what you have, you know, and be thankful with what you have instead. So, kung titignan po natin, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, as we go on further with this, I remember this. This is a famous quote, prayer, as they would say, by Reinhold Niebuhr a couple of years back, when he had this prayer, and it has become a famous quote that says, "God grant me the serenity to accept, okay, the things I cannot change, okay, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." And napaka makatotohanan po nitong panalangin na to. It's acknowledging what you can do and what you can't, and entrusting the rest on God or to God who gives you strength. So, as we continue on, friends in the Lord, may mga bagay po na kailangan nating bigyan pansin. Unang-una, you know, how do we survive and constantly press on and not just move on but move ahead? Is begin with this thought in mind, living one day at a time and enjoying one moment at a time, okay? Accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. That is a challenge, okay? And Sabito is taking as he did, meaning as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, okay? But trusting that he will make all things, okay? If I surrender to his will. Now, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, understand this thought in mind. Sabi niya, you know, that I may be reasonably happy in this life, and supremely happy, okay, with him forever in the next. That should be our mindset. Lord, makontento ako at maging maligaya ako sa ipinagkaloob mo sa buhay na ito, at pagdating ng panahon, lalong maging, okay, kasiyasiya yung buhay na ibibigay mo pag nawala na ako sa mundong ibabaw na ito. And you know, to as we go through the end of every journey, as we go through the end of 2020, you know, in a couple of weeks, one of the most important thing that we should consider is just accept probably the things that has been, and not to wallow about, or as they would say, you know, wallow over a spilled milk. Pero ganun pa man, magpasalamat po tayo na kahit papano naitawid tayo ng Panginoon, no, na tayo ay pinagpala pa rin dahil tayo ay may hininga at may buhay. Tandaan po natin, ang pinakaunang pagpapala na tinatanggap natin sa araw-araw ay sa tuwing umaga, gumigising ka na may hininga. We're blessed that we are alive. And there are things, you know, in life that you can change no matter what you do. Know that. You can allow it to wear you down or choose to change your perception and your attitude towards it. So, dito po mga kapatid sa Panginoon, no, kung tayo lagi na lang magre-reklamo, kung tayo lagi na lang merong side comment, no, alam nyo, nakakapagal. Hindi kayo makukontento, hindi kayo masisiyahan, and you will just keep your life dragging on and exasperated as a result. And una-una, tandaan po natin ito, inasmuch as God loves you, understand this, God does not owe you. In fact, you owe Him to live your life in honor of Him. So, tandaan po natin na God doesn't owe you anything. Neither does He owe you any explanation. Okay? Understand this, explanation doesn't really, okay, satisfy or eases the pain of failure or frustration. Sometimes sabi natin, bakit Lord ako pa? Bakit sa akin pa ito nangyari? Anong nagawa ko? Well, actually, in truth, the Lord doesn't need to explain anything to you. You have to be grateful that He has spared your life. Doon po sa dami-dami ng mga pumusay at nawala ng kabuhayan at nawala na sa mundong ito, you're blessed na buhay ka pa. Now, as I was saying, understand this. The fact is given, okay? And the fact of the matter is this, okay? Kailangan po nating maunawaan na sa buhay, magkakaroon po tayo ng, sabi nga ni Mother Teresa, I like how he quoted or kind of put it into a phrase, na sabi niya, you know, things in life, particularly identified people, but I'd like to say things in life, you know, comes as either a blessing or a lesson. Okay. Originally, Mother Teresa said, you know, there are two kinds of people that come to your life. Some of them come as a blessing and some come as a lesson. But I'd like to kind of take that further, you know, but with due honor to the original quote. Tandaan po natin sa buhay natin, may mga pagkakataon, may mga pinagdadaanan tayo na mga pagpapala sa atin. At sa kabilang banda, meron din tayong mga pinagdadaanan na mga, kumbaga, nakakapagturo ng isang aral sa ating mga buhay. So, you have to understand, you know, as you go through life, celebrate the victories that you go or you achieve, you know, or you go through or you achieve. But at the same time, learn from the lessons that you go through, okay? Now, understand this. Life lessons are achieved either through, okay, learn, no? Okay? Opportunities that are very important, no? Na kailangan po nating himayin, kailangan po nating ayusin, no? And number two thing that I'd like to highlight is this, no? In learning opportunities, okay? Especially lessons in life, apart from accepting the things that are inevitable, is also at the same time learning to trust. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na, sige na nga, hindi ko na talaga kayang gawain ito, bahala na. Hindi po. But, you know, hindi sa nagpapawalang bahala ka o bahala na lang, but more so anchoring your hope and your trust on God. Okay? Trust in God's loving care. Okay? In the book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Okay? And do not lean in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Understand a couple of things here. Take note. Now, life's greatest answers, okay, comes from opportunity where we go through certain strangleholds and yet go through it with faith and hope. Not really being sure of what would be the outcome, but trusting God that God is in control and has a great plan and hope in store for you. So, kung titignan po natin mga kapatid sa Panginoon, as we continue to trust God, okay, understand that problems are real and inevitable, no? Sa kagustuhan man nating huwag tayong magdaan sa mga problema, sa agustuhan man natin na sana mapagtagumpayan natin ang bawat problema, the truth is, hindi mo pwedeng iwasan because, unang-una, you know, katkambal na po yan ng ating, okay, kumbaga, our fallen nature, you know, of course, to begin with Adam, okay, blew it. Okay, and as a result, they passed on that particular frailty to us as human beings. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to understand that apart from that human frailty, na meron po tayo, ang ating pong, kumbaga, kaaway, no? Sa pamamagitan po ng mga kanyang mga pangungutya, ng kanyang mga, kumbaga, pangingialam at pagtanim ng samot-saring, okay, kumbaga, butil, okay, ng duda at alinlangan sa ating mga isipan at puso, ay isa ring dahilan kaya tayo bumabagal o nagdududa o nawawalan ng pananampalataya. At sa bandang uli, sabi niya, we fail, you know, almost constantly, you know. Akala natin okay tayo, the next thing we know, bam, we're down, toward spiraling yet again. But we shouldn't stop. We can't stop. We have to keep pressing on. So kung titingnan po natin, okay, in the book of Philippians, okay, I've already quoted this earlier on. Don't worry about anything, Paul said. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him, okay, for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful, okay, than the human mind can understand. Ang ganda po nito, no? I love this translation in the Living Bible translation. It captures what we need today. Kaya nga, sa bandang huli, no, bukod po doon sa tanggapin natin, kilanlin natin, ay isuko natin. Because we need to surrender to God's loving control. That's the only thing to survive any predicament, hindi lang during this pandemic time, but on the seasons that are yet ahead. If a person's thinking is controlled by his sinful self, then there is death. Okay? Pag tayo sa tuwi na magpapagapi na lang tayo, magpapatangay po tayo sa ating mga kahinaan, sabi sa Book of Romans 8, okay, verse 6, then there is gonna be no life. Okay? That will be before us. Rather, it will be a life of tumult and disturbances. But sabi niya, tandaan po natin, but if his thinking is controlled by the Spirit, then there is life and peace. According to the Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 6. So, paghahayaan po natin ang ating mga isipan, ang ating mga puso, panahanan, no, becomes the abode of God. We will really encounter and experience. So, at the end of the day, take note, no? The more you want, okay? Sabi niya, the more rather you want to take control of your life, the more life becomes out of control. So, you know, it's important that yes, in as much as we could, let's do our best. But as they would say, leave God the rest. Do your best and leave God the rest. Kaya nga po, you know, as we continue on and towards the climax of this message, it will require genuine surrender to really enjoy Christmas. Whether there's handa or there's provisions, there are gifts, it doesn't matter. You know what I enjoy with my family these days? We have started decorating our house. You know, we put up the tree, but with some precautionary measures because my grandson Alonso is now moving around, in his walker and is so curious. He's like yanking on things, so medyo in-elevate po namin yung Christmas tree. Hindi kami nag-set up dun sa salas, pero dun po kami sa my family area nag-set up. And just the same, you know, I said to my wife, let's decorate because, you know, kahit na may handa o wala, merong pagpapala man physically o wala, let's not miss out to remind ourselves the message of Christmas. And it's not only about the gift that we receive, but more about us constantly surrendering our lives to God. You can't argue with God, mga kapatid sa Panginoon. Friends, you know, in as much as you can reason out, grumble, and, you know, be rotten, hindi ka po pwedeng makipagbuno sa Panginoon. Because at the end of the day, sometimes God will just allow you to, you know, parang training wheels, eh, ano po, no? Yung mga nag-aaral magbisikleta. So, parang madali pag may training wheels, no? Yung pang hindi ka natutumba eh. But sometimes, you know, if you really want to teach a person how to bike, they cannot bike for the longest time or with the training wheels. Sometimes, tatanggalin po yung training wheels and you will just allow them to really discover for themselves how to balance and maneuver, and there will be falls. No? May mga babagsak, may mga gagalusan. No? Pero alam niyo po, minsan kailangan po natin yun eh para matuto. And sometimes God will incapacitate us to let us know who is really in control. But take note, He loves you so much. And Christmas is a constant reminder that man cannot be in control. That's why God came and intervened to show man the way. The proof of a surrendered life at the end is simply yielding to God in obedience. So, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, as we climax and end this message, and I'll continue this next Sunday, those who love your teaching, the Bible says, find true peace, and nothing will defeat. Yung mga nagmamahal sa Panginoon at sumusunod sa Panginoon, makakatagpo o makakasumpong ng kapayapaan at walang gagapi sa kanila. So, purihin ang Panginoon. Dahil, bagaman tayo ay may sariling kahinaan, bagaman tayo ay hindi nakakasapat, pero ang kagalakan at kapayapaan na hatid ng Diyos ay ganap. So as we end this time around, first Sunday of December, before we partake our communion, let me just remind you with this final verse in the Book of Ephesians that says this. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Part of the overall purpose is, okay, sabi nito, working out everything. Okay? At dito po, and everyone. Okay? He is working out His purpose. Okay? Sa lahat ng bagay at para sa lahat. And guys, the hardships that we've gone through this year, lilipas din lahat. At sa bandang huli, ang kaganapan at kapayapaan ng Diyos ay mananatili sa atin. So as we end, let me kind of just close with this final thought. Okay? In the book of Luke, on chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, sa kalagitnaan po ng chaos, sa kalagitnaan po ng uncertainty, you know, this is what Luke kind of accounted for in terms of that Christmas account. And he said, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those, okay, sabi niya, men, okay, of whom rather His favor rests. And purihin ang Diyos, because God's favor is upon. Let us pray. Panginoon, salamat sa napakagandang pagkakataon para paalalahanan mo kami na sa kalagitnaan ng unos may kapayapaan, na sa kalagitnaan ng mga pagsubok may kahinahunan. And I pray that the real essence of Christmas, that the real essence of your blessing will be upon you. And for those of us who have not yet welcomed you in our hearts and are still restless and are confused and are alone, I pray that you would just work in their lives and touch them this time. Jesus, if you are that person that wants to invite Jesus in your life, let me just take this opportunity to invite you. Why don't you invite Him into your life and allow the Lord to give you real peace? If you have that desire, may I lead you in a word of prayer very shortly and just pray this prayer with me, but pray it with all your heart. And I know that if you do that, God will honor your prayer. So, sundan mo po ang panalangin nito, kapatid. Panginoon, come on, just say it. Panginoon, Lord, I have sinned. Please forgive me. Come into my heart and be my Savior. Cleanse me and make me whole. Make me your own. Now I confess you as Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, congratulations to you. Welcome to the family of God. We'd like to know more about your experience. So message us, paalam mo sa amin, at gusto naming tulungan ka, okay? Guide you how you will grow more in the Lord, and I hope that this Christmas will be more meaningful to you. In Jesus' name. God bless you, and tremendous, wonderful December, you know, Sunday morning to all of you. See you again next time.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.